One of Coquitlam Council's last acts with constituents before the 2022 municipal election, set for October 15, will be to consider adding homes for more than 12,000 residents across the city. Last night, September 6, City Council unanimously voted to move three major applications to public hearing on September 26 to listen to the community. The bids are as follows. Marken Quadrille, Tri-City Central, a mixed-use master plan development plan off Lougheed Highway, across from the Coquitlam Central Public Transit Hub, that would see about 4,000 homes in nine towers, as well as commercial and office space, and a hotel in the city center neighborhood over the next decade. The project, on the former lands of a car dealership and light industry, is one of the largest master plans ever for Coquitlam and includes 150 below-market rental units in perpetuity. Intracorp Gardena, Oakdale Development. The firm is proposing 744 units in 42 and 16-story towers, plus two six-story purpose-built rental buildings, along Claremont Street and Gardena Drive in western Coquitlam. The project, close to the Berquitlam SkyTrain station and Simon Fraser University, SFU, is fulfilling the vision of the Oakdale Land Use Agreement, Coquitlam's development director Andrew Merrill said, while noting the developer would be responsible for building a road to link Elmwood, Gardena with Claremont, Tyndall, a much-needed connector to avoid the current rat running through the largely single-family residential area. Infinity Properties, Baycrest, Partington Creek. The firm wants to build 66 townhouses in 14 buildings along Victoria Drive on Burke Mountain, over a 10-meter slope. The project includes 3- and 4-bedroom homes to accommodate families. As well, a portion of a trail in the BC Hydro right-of-way through the neighborhood would be completed by the developer. The three applications, which received first reading on September 6 and have yet to be formally approved, total 5,444 homes, a significant step for the city in meeting its growth targets for Metro Vancouver, the regional agency that's planning for 1 million more people by 2050. Today, September 7, Merrill told the Tri-City News that council and the city's planning department are really focused on increasing our housing supply, especially around SkyTrain stations, as well as in Berquitlam and City Center. It's a goal of the city to increase the supply to address the housing shortage and the housing affordability, he said. These three projects met all our policies and guidelines, and fulfill specific goals in our official community plan, OCP. Merrill said the three development companies also took full advantage of the incentives offered by the city to include affordable living. Also at the September 26 public hearing, council will consider sweeping changes to the way city center streets look, as the City Center Area Plan, CCAP, update is realized. Merrill said the proposal is not only to transform the downtown streets like Glen Drive and Pine Tree Way, but also to make room for micromobility, i.e., e-bikes, e-scooters, e-skateboards, with dedicated lanes. Sidewalks will be wider, too, and more streetlights, furniture and landscaping will be installed. Adjacent businesses will still be expected to provide parking needs for their customers, Merrill said. The final public hearing for this council's year takes place September 26, 7 p.m. at Coquitlam City Hall, 3000 Guilford Way. For more information, you can visit the city's website or call 604-927-3010.